from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six.
That was Troy.
Interesting.
Was that me?
That was Troy.
Really?
That was Troy, says
Lauren. I'll accept that. My policies. Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Coming in at one, the full lineup of stars going into the South African jungles being unveiled last night. Joining Malcolm in the middle star, Frankie Muniz.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Frankie Muniz.
Is he really?
Muniz?
How are we saying it?
I think it's Frankie Muniz.
Muniz.
He's a race car driver now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really?
Peter Dacos is going in.
I saw that.
Candy Warner's going in. Para-Olympian Ellie Cole. Oh, God, Stephen K. Amos.
I love Stephen K. Amos.
Because you've obviously never met him.
I actually have met him and had a fun night out with him.
Talk about bore the pants off
you.
Tell us another story about your shit life. Sky Wheatley. Who's Sky Wheatley?
She was on Big Brother years ago and now she's an influencer.
Who's Tristan McManus?
From Channel 10.
Oh, yes, he was a host of one of their morning shows.
Oh, yeah, the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michelle Bridges, of course, formerly of the physical training show.
Yeah.
Biggest Loser.
Callum Hole.
Love Island.
What a name.
Yeah.
Callum Hole.
He's in a K-hole. Cowhole.
Callum Hole. We'll show us there. And MasterChef contestant Khan Ong. Khan Ong, we're trying to leave. Get your stuff together. We got to go.
When's it start?
It started last night.
Khan Ong started last night, right?
What a crew of dead shits and arseholes.
You wouldn't hear that on any other show.
It's Callum Hole.
Khan Ong, get your stuff together. We're trying to get down to markets.
Well, good luck to all of them.
Yeah.
Have fun. Going in at number two, Tasmanian Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe has claimed victory over Labor in the state election. But the fate of the proposed AFL stadium hangs in the balance. Mr. Rockcliffe is expected to lead a minority Liberal government and will need to rally support across Parliament to seal the deal.
Oh my God, after all this.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun 4 years.
Lambie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They'll have other crossbenches down there for sure.
Lots of negotiations going on.
Yes.
Greens.
How awful to have to do that, the negotiations.
Oh my God, this is the thing about minority governments. Mm. You know what they should do? Do the election again. So we can't have a minority government.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Have to have a majority government.
Yeah.
14 seats for Liberal, 10 for Labor, and then a remaining 11 between the Greens and Independents.
Wow.
So 14 for them, how many for Labor?
10.
So only needs 5. 5 of the other 11.
Yeah, he made a victory speech very early in the night. It's like, whoa.
Well, slow down. Australian Idol host Marsha Hines has been taken to hospital after collapsing in her dressing room prior to the show's grand final episode on Channel 7 yesterday. She was replaced by Guy Sebastian for the penultimate episode.
Oh.
Was Guy just hanging around?
Must have been. It was in Sydney. Maybe they're like, Guy, what are you doing? Come on, you're Australian Idol royalty. Get in here. Can you
get
help us
here,
out?
Get in here, Guy.
No, Marsha's okay.
No. Judge for hire.
Yeah, she posted. She said, I'm okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Coming in at 4, the first foal from Australia's greatest racehorse, Winx, is about to smash all existing records for the sale price of a yearling. Tom Magnier, who has raised the foal, says, when that Winx filly goes on sale, it'll be like Taylor Swift going into the stadium in Sydney.
Mm.
Strange that he chose Sydney.
I know, yeah. I thought that.
The MCG was such a bigger venue.
It was her biggest concert ever.
Yes. Yeah. The
best show she's ever done.
Yeah.
Strange one from Tom. Coming in at 5.
Thought that.
Coming in at 5, Australia faces the task of finding an extra 90,000 tradespeople in the next 3 months.
Oh, God.
Good luck. How are they going to do that?
Good luck.
With the National Housing Accord's target of 1.2 million homes by 2029 further hampered by major state and national projects. Well, this is not going to happen.
It's just not going to happen.
Where are you going to find them?
In 12 weeks. How many is that a week?
Well,
90 divided by 12, Loz.
We've only got 20 seconds. Was 30,000 a month?
That's not helping.
It's too
90 divided by 12.
Well, divided by 10, it's 9.
Yeah.
So then carry the 2.
Why are you carrying it? Oh, Lord. The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.